difficult, especially kind of when you're starting from scratch, to kind of figure out where to turn and what your goals might be. And I think, in fact, that's part of the what sets people back. It's not simply the difficulty of understanding the technology or the different possibilities. It's figuring out, well, why actually am I trying to engage the public? And what's my kind of long-term plan, and also what are the short-term strategies I need to do in order to do that more effectively?
What are some scenarios where managers are finding themselves really needing to engage, not just on a pushing information out level with constituencies, with citizens, with the public, but on a two-way input and output type relationship?
Well, it basically, in all kinds of issues, you've got citizens who are kind of making themselves more part of the process than ever before on all kinds of issues. It used to be mainly, you know, local kinds of issues, faced by some of the federal agencies that actually do local work, EPA and some of those kinds of groups. But now it's increasingly all different kinds of federal policy issues where citizens, because they have, you know, more expertise, more ability to connect with one another, with their elected officials than ever before, they're actually kind of inserting themselves into these conversations. And so all kinds of issues that you wouldn't have imagined there being a need for citizen engagement are all of a sudden becoming, you know, hotter topics.
Are we still at a stage like maybe we were 2 years ago with social media tools where at that point in time, a lot of people were saying, well, we should build a Facebook page for our agency, or we should start to tweet. And the conversation then went to, well, what are you going to say? What are you going to do with that? Well, we just should be there because everybody's doing it, kind of thing. Is that kind of still where we are when it comes to open government and the plans that agencies have?
I think we're starting to turn that around, although that's still a very common mindset about this. I think, you know, at the beginning, people kind of just treated this as simply a different kind of publication medium, as if the Internet or their website was simply just like their newsletter that they used to mail out. It was kind of a one-way communication out to the world. And of course, part of what's happening with citizens kind of on the other end is kind of pushing their own ideas and input, and making it clear that this ought to be a two-way conversation. So I think where we've gotten to with social media in particular is kind of recognizing that it can be more of a two-way conversation, and that one of the things that's particularly good for is actually sustaining networks of people over time, which has been a real weakness with all kinds of public engagement over the years. And that's a great opportunity, I think, for a lot of agencies and people at other levels of government to be able to do that.
How are government organizations doing at recognizing the fact that since a lot of these communications methods are being driven by public demand, maybe they should be incorporated, the public that is, into figuring out how those communications methodology should work for the government organizations, rather than just sitting there and saying, this is how we'll do it?
Right. Oh, no, I think that's certainly a frontier that a lot of agencies, a lot of people haven't gotten to yet.